Oh yeah, we're back.
Oh. Welcome back.
Third year, and the thing is still topping rating.
So we're going old school for a bit.
For the cwordradio.podomatic.com.
Game on!
Yeah.
What? Game on.
Meh.
Game.
It's like everything's
serious. Things going are transpiring.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like game on.
Like our new music.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I think so.
I like that.
It's intro.
We might switch it up every now and then.
Yeah.
Throw a curveball.
Yeah, so you never know.
Yeah.
Check it.
Yeah.
We got the old one still.
And if you don't like it,
somewhere.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's too damn bad.
No, I still got it on my computer.
I lost it, I'll admit it. Yeah, I have no idea where. I think I accidentally erased it.
Bullshit.
I was clearing room out. My bad.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So anyways, what are we going to talk about?
New Year's resolutions. I don't know.
Even though we like
resolved to not make any resolutions.
It's the same one I made.
I know. And I'm successful every time.
We're in the third week of January. I'm just saying.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's freaking cold outside.
Why are we talking about resolutions?
I don't know.
It's true.
So we didn't last week?
Yeah, we didn't do that last week.
Yeah,
probably should have.
Blah.
Whatever.
All right.
So what was on for TV this week?
Some
stuff. Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I missed the Monday one, but
do
I saw the Sunday one.
Do we want to wait on that one? Do we want to come back to it?
Yes, because...
Let's get all the other crap out of the way, because Earl's going to do his thing. Well, I got a problem with the time traveling, blah, blah, blah.
I do.
I think we all do, but still.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to come back to
that one
again?
Yeah, we'll
come
back to that.
Okay.
All right.
So what else we got?
Prison Break.
Prison Break.
Did they actually break out of prison? Are they back in prison?
They're gonna. In like the next 2 weeks, they'll be breaking out of this prison.
Yeah, pretty much the commander or corporal or general
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Colonel is interrogating Schofield. Schofield gives up Whistler, and Whistler gives up the bitch, and
she comes in and gets waterboarded.
Yes, not the first time.
I'd waterboard her. Oh wait, no, I'd Superman her. Never mind.
Superman.
I don't know.
Waterboard that hoe.
Yes. So he.
That sounds a lot more dirty, doesn't it?
It does.
It's all right.
I think we were talking last night that you could put, like, if you put, like, a doer motion with your fist, you could, like, say anything, and it would be, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
If as long as you do the shaking of the fist, like, yeah, doer.
Wait, is it like a punch?
It's like a little punch.
Or is it more like that over top, like an arm wrestling?
No, it's... No,
it's
no,
like
not
an arm wrestling,
not
right?
A donkey punch.
No, I'm like arm wrestling, like boom, you slam my arm down.
No, it's just kind of like a little like
a little fist pump.
Little fist pump, like yeah, I'm doing her. But you could say anything. It'd be like if you just added it, everyone could try it at home. Just think about it. Just say like, yeah, Republican convention.
Republican convention. That
it's
fist love, but you're just
yeah,
mini fist love.
Yeah, right. But it's more of a Republican
but it's more
fist
like,
love.
I'm doing her.
Not right.
Just like I'd waterboard that bitch.
But it's
see, that's why we need video.
I still prefer the
one of these days.
Yeah, so she
she's like
she's hardcore, man.
Yeah, she is.
And
she comes with this whole like I'm a student and or a teacher, a social studies teacher, and I don't know what's going on and playing and you're like, you bitch.
Yeah, so anyway
he don't buy it.
No, he ain't buying it. But somehow she escapes.
Right.
Even though they have guns.
I like closed my eye for a second. Next thing you know, she was out. Or was it the kitchen? I think I went to the kitchen to get a Coke. By the time she came, they were torturing her. I'm like, yeah, bitch. Walk in, get a Coke, come back out. She's gone.
Yeah. Knife. I don't know how she got a knife in there, but she got a knife. Stabs the one guy, shoots the colonel.
Had it.
That's dirty, man.
Ew.
The box.
Right.
She put it in the box?
She put it in the box.
Storage box.
Right in the storage box.
Or whatever. So,
box.
So she kills him. Son is gone. They're back in prison. They're going to break out.
Right.
That's Prison Break.
There you go.
This show's getting so lame.
It is. But our guy Tweener is still coming. Not Tweener, but
Teabag.
Still coming up with some excellent lines.
Seriously,
Michael gets put in a hot box, and not that kind of hot box, not the good kind, but the kind that you know, it's like 120 degrees.
So it's a sauna.
With saran wrap.
But like they saran wrap around it, so like the wind can't, like the breeze can't get through.
People pay good money for stuff like that.
I know, but
that's like a resort type thing. It's like, okay, we're gonna wrap you in the saran wrap, and then we're gonna put you in a box at 120 degrees for 3 hours, right. And that fat'll just melt right away. Is that only gay enough?
I think it only matters is like if you're put there by a guy with an Uzi. Then it's not as good.
I know. Just saying.
So, yeah. Teabag.
Okay, but serious strict fat camp, maybe they need to walk around with Uzis. Put them in a hot box. Step away from the Twinkie.
Put them in a hot box. You won't want a Twinkie after you get out of there.
Put them in the hot box. And while you're at it,
that's what I
want
to see. I want to see fat camp prison break.
See, here's the thing about
some fat kid all tattooed up.
See, I
like a map where the Twinkies are stored. It'd be great.
That'd be awesome. We should do that.
I just don't get it. I like Prison Break when the smart guy was trying to figure a thing out. Now the smart guy's locked up and you got the dumb people trying to figure
right,
things out.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
You got Lincoln Burrows, who's like a fucking D student. He's gonna try and get Michael
going
the genius out of there. What are you doing?
Him and
no, I'm writing something down. Don't worry about it.
What are you writing?
Nothing.
What are you writing, Charles?
I can't write.
All right.
Really? I never learned to read.
So either way, Prison Break is getting kind of lame.
Prison Break.
That too. They're all getting lame.
They're all getting lame. Prison Break.
Yeah. So,
or
yeah.
Chinese people
I don't know, man.
Prison Break.
Say what you want.
All right, let's get to the show we want to make fun of anyway.
Which one?
Which one?
Tuesday.
What was it? Oh, my God.
It's One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill.
You did not watch that again.
We're going to watch them all.
Would you 12-year-old girls get out
Whatever.
Of the room?
You watched it before I watched it.
Yeah, but I watched it for a good reason.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Wildfire is coming back. I saw that preview.
Wait, what was Wildfire about?
Wildfire was the gay horse thing that Marianne.
Oh, that
about.
One.
The girl from the wrong side of the tracks.
Can race horses somehow, even
and
though she's never seen one.
The horse doesn't talk.
Yeah,
but yeah,
the horse
talked.
That'd be cool. It'd be like
he'd
Mr.
Be
Ed,
like,
too.
Our Wildfire, Wilbur.
Yeah, it's actually the best part
the
of
the worst. Mr. Ed imitation ever.
Why is all the bad shows
more like there's like not Mr. Ed so much as like Wilford Brimley.
ABC.
Are you a diabetic?
ABC Family.
Won't get sick.
Every bad
won't
show.
Grow old and you won't ever die.
Isn't that where Kyle X Y went to die?
That is.
And Karate Dog.
Well, Kyle X Y is back too, and he looks 30 now. Mm. I don't care if you don't have a belly button. If you look 30, it's like, come on.
Maybe he just ages really fast.
He does.
I don't know. ABC, don't watch it. A lot of bad shows.
But yeah, Wildfire. So, One Tree Hill. We find out that Daphne Zuniga, who, for those of people who don't know who Daphne Zuniga is, she was on Melrose Place. But more notable for the people who probably watch this show, she was Princess Vespa in Spaceballs.
Why do you say more than people watch this show?
Because they're all dorks.
That hurts.
It's true. Am I wrong?
No.
There you go.
I mean, it's a cool person that you
I
like
Spaceballs.
I like Spaceballs, too.
You like that.
I'm
not saying it's a bad movie.
Dork, I know. We produce a weekly podcast. You can't get dorkier than that.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. We could sit around playing Dungeons & Dragons while doing a podcast.
It's called video podcast.
Yeah.
That's how you...
That's when you get dorkier.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a little teaser so you guys can start talking about it. We I'm currently writing my very first viral video to be released on YouTube.
What?
It's
what?
I'm gonna make a viral video that's
about what?
It's called the Real World Bible. That's all I'm saying. I don't want it stolen.
Well, who's gonna be involved? You said Bible.
Yeah.
Like Jesus?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Moses?
Maybe.
The talking snake?
That'd be cool.
Dude, talking snake. Awesome.
The finger from
comes over for some sugar.
The big ass hand from the cloud?
Yes.
Awesome.
Slaps you around for a little bit.
Right. What about the horseman?
The horseman?
Yeah, the four horsemen
the
of
the 12 horsemen of the apocalypse?
Yeah.
That's like a mixture of like the seven dwarves.
That's not a Excalibur we're talking about.
And the 12 horsemen of the apocalypse.
So,
Dylan, Joe, Hubert.
What?
George W.
Oh, it could happen.
Okay, so what women are going to be in there? It's going to be Mary.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not saying it right now. I don't want to get. It's going to get stolen. We're going to put this on online, and people are going to be like, yeah, I'll make it first.
Make it first.
Because they're dorks,
fortune.
And they're a little bit more proactive than I am.
There we go. All right.
But yeah, keep an eye out for that.
All right, back to that Melrose Place, bitch.
Yeah, she is Brooke's mom.
That's why she can't fire
What?
Her.
Yeah, we're like, why didn't she just fire this bitch? Shit.
I thought we already met Brooke's mom once, didn't
no.
we?
No.
I don't recall.
Like season two
if
or
not,
some shit like
that
I don't
forget.
Know.
Yeah, I forget. Anyways.
But, you know, it's funny that all of a sudden Brooke's mom is so interested in her. Like, they leave her alone to, like, live by herself. And
I could have sworn we met Brooke's parents at one point in time.
I don't think so. The way they said it was like, bye, Mrs. Brooke's mom. And she's like, bye, Peyton. Like, you slut.
Look, okay.
I mean, she is.
At least your mom's still a bitch.
All right, here's the thing with One Tree Hill. You got basically two storylines.
Two?
Okay, you got a lot, but the two main ones is Peyton and Lucas.
Right.
And Nathan and the hot MILF wife and hot babysitter.
Yeah.
No, you get the hot babysitter to get with the hot mom. I see a video working out with this.
No, that'd be fine, but yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to be bad.
But he's not Eddie Vedder anymore. He shaved his, the goatee and everything, though. Yeah. So he's just...
I don't know. Someone with bad hair.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Lamas.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, so we saw Dan. Dan was in jail.
With his awesome goatee.
Looking like a member of the Village People.
Orange jumpsuit.
Oh, no.
Orange? No.
He had the
blue
jeans.
The blue jeans, and he had his, like the goatee that's, like, reserved for, like, whenever, like, Police Academy movies when they accidentally went into the Blue Oyster. Remember that gay bar? And they'd be like,
Yeah, okay. So he's in the gay bar, gotcha.
He looks like the biker guy from The Village People.
Yes.
And he's like, I told him you died. And he's like, oh, you know. I'm like, you're in jail, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
You're dumb enough to
not caring about this character. And then he's like, yeah, he's in jail for shooting his own brother.
Who screwed his wife?
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
You don't.
Not even a wife. They never got married.
You don't touch that.
They never got married.
You don't touch that. Bah. His brother knew better.
No, I think my brother would shoot me.
Yeah. Shoot you. He's been planning anyway. I think that would just be the catalyst.
The gun's too heavy.
Yeah. Brian would fly that.
It's only 22, but I can't do it.
And what's his face? Mouth.
Made out with that girl who's a bitch.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, at least he's making out with someone.
Yeah, he's only been teased for like, what, 5 seasons now?
Yeah, now he's getting some.
He's getting some.
When do you think, how many episodes until the virgin girl comes back?
I'm going to give it 3.
3, and then the virgin girl comes back and complicates his shit.
We can write for that show.
I could.
Yeah.
I, like, say lines, like, word for word as they say it. And I'm not even trying. I'm just sitting there on the couch.
Oh, and Peyton's a, not only she's a tease, but she's a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
And what happened?
Well.
Wait, I don't care.
Yeah, you do. Lucas's, why, what happened? I don't care. Lucas's chick. Brought her, like, a lucky bamboo to be, like, good luck. And the way she said it, though, I just want you to know I'm here.
Oh.
Wasn't like, I want you to know that I'm here for you. I would have been like, bitch, she just threatened me.
There was a reason why we did watch it.
Oh, my God.
The new band that
Peyton
is signing.
Yeah.
It's K-Fed Reborn.
Oh, God, no.
He's not a rapper anymore.
Oh,
he's not a rapper.
God,
he's
no.
a bad rock star.
No, no.
Now, here's
no,
the thing.
No,
the
no,
the song
no,
was actually
no,
decent. But
no.
We
but it wasn't him.
It wasn't him singing it.
There's no.
No way he was singing it.
No.
Could you imagine being a singer? Like a singer-songwriter, like trying to make it in like Hollywood or whatever, or in the music industry, and they're like, okay, we're going to use your song.
But K-Fed
is the front man.
Yeah, no.
What?
If I'm Gavin DeGraw, I'm mad.
Yeah.
Wait, K-Fed.
They get rid of my song.
Right.
Yeah, K-Fed.
It's over there.
Show. And you can tell like Peyton is like watching, going, she's like, you're very good, but like the subtext in her eyes
is very bad.
As an actress, is like,
You suck.
Oh my God, what has this show come to?
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I can't believe I'm looking at KFED going,
I think
great.
At this point in time, I'd rather do legalized prostitution.
But...
Huh? Sorry. Wishful thinking.
I went away for a moment.
Yeah.
But I'm back.
But KFED is her first band.
Yeah. So they're going to be like recording next week. The teaser is that they're going to be recording next week. And he's like, we do it my way, Peyton. And it's like, bitch, that's my money. The only reason you're here. Feel free to walk out the door. And
I'll
that's really what's going to happen.
I'll find another no talent hack. Not a problem.
Yeah, no shit. Who knew in that relationship? He was the responsible one, though.
Wow, that's bad.
You know what? I wouldn't have seen it coming.
I would have loved to put money on that. I'd be like in Vegas, be like, hey, what the hell? $20 bet on KFED. Whatever, $20. And it turns out to be like $20 million.
Yeah.
For like who's going to wind up with the kids.
So, yeah.
Because you know there had been bets like that going on.
So next week.
What are you drinking, girl?
Water.
Purified water.
It's like the little.
From Lake Minnetonka.
Like from. It's like the little Christmas mug. He grabs it like it's his like very own coffee mug. It's got Christmas presents on it.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
So yeah, like, next week for One Tree Hill, KFET, we got Babysitter's going to be putting the moves.
Yep.
And it's she's not doing it on purpose. She's just friendly that way.
Right.
And
I wish everyone could be friendly like that way.
Pating, and. Editor chick or Lucas's chick or whatever the hell her name is, they're gonna go at it.
Hopefully.
And then what's his face? What's the black guy? Silk?
Skittles.
I don't know. Skittles. I don't know. He got a job, but he's gonna still be coaching.
Well, yeah. Then what's her name? The teacher chick. Julie Jamie.
Hot teacher.
Went to try to tell black basketball player kid. That he needs to come back to school, and he's all like, "Maybe you want me."
Well, can you blame him? You seen how these teachers been sleeping with these ugly kids and nice. Whatnot. I'm just nice. Saying, maybe he's just hedging his bets.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
Because you wouldn't put the moves on a teacher like that if
yeah,
she looked
but
like that.
I definitely wouldn't quit school because of it.
But she's hot.
We have wasted way too much time on One Tree Hill. My God, you guys are girls.
Hey.
Sure. Wait, who's the person that said what happened?
No. And then followed by, oh, wait, I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part. I had selective hearing.
All right, let's get to the real...
Wednesday night. What was that Wednesday?
I don't know.
Bones, rerun.
Everything was a rerun.
House rerun. Everything's reruns.
On Wednesday.
Do you want to get to the real show or Friday Night Lights, or you want to do Friday Night Lights then?
We forgot October Road.
I only saw the trailer, and that was when the big chick was making out with, like... The guy from like Wedding Crashers, and he didn't want to do it.
Here's the thing, yeah, but that was a fake out. That was a total fake out.
What do you mean fake out?
It was a trailer fake out.
They did it.
Yeah.
Wait, he did it.
Yeah, to the tune of Saturday Night from the Bay City Roller.
Wait. So he did it.
He did it.
Like it, not
it,
not like first base or
yeah, Baker Sandwich. He did it.
Sure to make her a sandwich?
Was he drunk?
I could really go for a sandwich right now.
I'm hungry.
Okay, all right. I'm just a little surprised.
We've got 40 minutes.
Okay. All right, so they did it. And
they did it.
What else?
Fucking Big Cat. That stupid
No one's calling Big Pussy?
Yeah, what? I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
Said he wants to adopt her kid. Like when... They get married. He wants to legally adopt him. So she's all like,
"I've seen this story play out before. It doesn't end well."
Well, she's like, "We got to go through all the. He's got to go through all the paperwork." Gavin Goddard, which is such a fake ass sounding name.
He needs to
sign away the rights.
If he's marrying her, why does he need to adopt him?
Because he wants to be legally. He wants to be legally his father. He wants to take care of the kid, and the other dad really doesn't have much interest anyway.
Yeah.
But it's because he's not his real kid, I think. I think Gavin Goddard knows that. But it's going to end up probably being that Nate is the dad. But I think that's going to be a fake out.
Yeah, what, because then she adopts the kids and then he adopts the kids, she runs off with someone else and he's stuck with the kids.
Yeah, we've seen that before. No, but I think it's gonna be a fake out. I think that it's gonna end up being the writer's kid.
I thought it was the writer's kid in the first place because they both got the peanut butter
allergy.
Yeah.
Everyone's allergic to peanut
butter. I think now it's kind of like, because she keeps saying, telling Nate, you know, he wants, she comes in, she was going to tell him that he wants to adopt him and blah, blah, blah. And that's a bad idea and a whole ordeal. And she keeps wanting to talk to Nate about it. So they're trying to tell us that Nate is probably the dad, that maybe they got together after he left. But, like I said...
Is Nate still fooling around with that college student?
No, that's not Nate. Nate is the guy with the girl from the bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The guy was fooling around with the college student. Yeah, that was the other plot. The other plot. Basically, they did it all around the aspect of this plot of, like, a kid from Knight's Ridge was in the spelling bee.
Knight Ridge.
So all these people... Yeah, Knight Ridge. Sounds like, you know, the place where, like, Knight Rider is, you know... was built.
When does that come out?
I don't know.
And oh, it's gonna be
it's gonna be a mini series. It's gonna be a mini series slash pilot.
What?
That's what they've decided. They're gonna try and do.
They're gonna have to, because they're gonna lose a lot of the fan base from Knight Rider, because all of a sudden Kit's no longer a Trans Am, he's a Mustang.
What? Yeah, which is still pretty
Job
cool.
Job from Arrested Development is the voice of Knight Rider.
You mean Kit?
Michael. Kit, sorry. Hello, Michael.
Oh, you.
Which is hysterical, because that was the name of Michael Bluth at Arrested Development. So he's probably he doesn't have to change his voice at all. That's going to be hysterical. So at any rate, there's a spelling bee, and everybody was watching it, and...
You mean, like, on TV?
Yeah.
Who watches a spelling bee on TV?
A town with nothing else to do. But,
Okay, spelling bee, then what?
But, so, like, Aubrey, who is the college student... I love how I know the name of the college student and a couple of the other characters, but the main character, I don't know his name.
Well, Aubrey's hot.
Aubrey is hot. She has been, basically what they're setting it up for is that she thinks, he thinks that she's cheating on him, but then she goes, it's stupid, because she's all like, are you dating anyone? He's like, no. She's like, what about you? She's like, no, so I guess we're dating each other. Yeah, okay, glad to have that settled. But now it's almost like, people heard her on the phone saying I love you to somebody, and then the dad saw her get out of a car somewhere, and she's all like, I don't want your family spying on me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, stop doing shady fucking things. And
hey,
then he saw
maybe
her,
she's a prostitute.
He saw her walking into a hotel room.
Prostitute.
No.
Hooker.
I think it's going to be her dad.
Whore.
Who walks into a...
I think her dad is visiting...
Was it a hotel or a motel? Because that makes a world...
Motel.
Okay, that makes
motel,
a world of difference.
Motel, Holiday Inn.
Hotel, I understand.
Hey, what?
Hotels are business. Motel is other business.
What did you guys say?
Fist pump, motel. But yeah, I think it's going to... Because she had made a comment...
Hey, wait. How about like motel that hoe?
Motel that hoe. No, it doesn't work. Hey. Waterboard that hoe.
Water's not going to clean her.
No, it ain't. Mm-mm. But because they do these little things, like, you know, she had mentioned her dad in like an earlier show, and they utilize that because, like, on the previously on, they'll show like that particular scene to kind of build up to the fact that it's going to end up being her dad. That's my call. It's easy.
She's banging another kid.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I do not.
I do.
And why would she make all that effort to be like, I'm your girlfriend?
Because she's a girl.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
We are talking about logic, right?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. So, what was next? Friday Night Lights?
I didn't see it. I haven't seen it in a while, to be honest with you.
It's so good. You don't get to talk, Charlie.
I didn't see it, so I really didn't.
The show is good. It's probably the best acting on television.
I'm not saying it's not.
This is their old 30.
No.
I'm not saying it's not. I haven't been able to catch up this year.
Yeah.
This season.
Basically, I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, he comes back. He came back to be coach again because obviously he couldn't be away from his family. They got a kid and the whole ordeal. This, basically, Lila Garrity has found Jesus, which is really annoying.
Who?
Wait. Tell him I found his slippers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You found his slippers?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he left them out there somewhere.
I found Jesus. He was behind the couch the whole time.
Who is her?
Lila is the one who used to date the quarterback, and then she messed around with Riggins.
The paralyzed kid.
Yeah.
And now she's...
Street was a paralyzed kid.
And so now she's... I saw part of it. And she's the one that was messing around with the guy on the radio, right?
Yeah, Logan from Gilmore Girls.
And he brought flowers. And let me... Let this be our like public announcement to you guys.
It doesn't work.
Don't bring flowers.
Don't bring flowers.
Why not?
It doesn't work.
Either you take too damn long bringing the flowers and she's making out with another guy, or they're dead. If you get them real
I'll
life.
I'll bring flowers if I want to bring flowers.
Do not give a girl something that's going to die in 2 days.
If it's plastic, they're going to think you're
cheap.
Talk
about a metaphor.
Why? We trust so... Never mind. I'm not going to go into the...
If it's plastic, they think you're cheap. You just can't win.
You can't win.
And if they're alive, they're going to die. Huh. Really?
Yeah, I try to.
Okay, all right.
There you go. That's better.
All right. So Logan gets flowers. He sees his girl making out with...
Riggins gets flowers.
Riggin, whoever. Big white guy brings flowers.
For white girl.
Yes. She's making out with radio dude.
Right.
He's pissed off.
Yeah.
He leaves. All right, what else is happening?
The quarterback, Matthew Saracen, lost his in-house get some... She's got to go to Guatemala because that's where she's from. His grandmother's nurse was this like hot piece, like spicy, like Latin number.
Wait. And like he was paralyzed.
No, that's Street.
Oh,
the new quarterback.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who dated the coach's daughter? He had live-in chick.
Wait, so he not only banged the coach's daughter, he was banging the in-house work.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he is. He really is. So, and then the other one, and this is one that I wanted to talk to you about because you're a black person, Earl, is...
I'm black people, man.
That's right. Smash has been dating this girl, Noelle, who's helping him because her brother went through all the recruiting crap and he, like, plays for Florida or something.
Uh-huh.
The mom doesn't like it, so they invite them all to dinner.
Whose mom?
Smash's mom. He didn't like her.
Why?
She don't like her.
Because?
Just because. I think it's... I always thought it was because she was a white girl. It turns out it's because she was a white girl. Basically, the parents, her parents, invite them all to dinner. Uh-huh. And then when the kids go off to play, like, the Wii or whatever, fucking, the mom's like, so, you know, Mrs. Williams, what do you think about... What do you think about the kids dating and blah, blah, blah? She's like, because I, for one, am uncomfortable.
Of course.
You know, we live in Dillon and blah, blah, blah. We live in Texas and blah, blah, blah. And it's a whole ordeal. And then the dad's like, I would be a lot more comfortable if you guys didn't see each other. And then the mom's like, I agree.
Wait. Whose mom? Who's that?
The white girl's parents brought it up.
Both of them?
Both of them.
So both the mom and the dad are uncomfortable with it.
Yes. And then they go to Smash's mom, and she goes, I agree.
Of course.
Oh, wow. Romeo and Juliet. Who
two redneck parents from Texas don't like the fact
they're hardly rednecks, though. I mean,
they're south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, it's a different... Like, I don't know if that area... Well, I guess that area is a small town, I guess. It's weird how they do small towns. Because, like, I got into a thing with Penny. I had made a comment about having southern roots, and she had made a comment about, well, me too. And I said, well, no. You originally lived in Pittsburgh. You moved to Dallas, which is like the Chicago of the South.
Ashley. Okay, whatever.
My family's from North Florida. Population 2 and a dog, and the dog is the mayor. They have us.
But that mayor did a hell of a job.
He did.
And
what do you think, Mr. Mayor? Bark, 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 bark. But they got like a stoplight.
Like southern, how southern she's talking about.
Like I said, I know, but that's the thing. Being from Texas does not necessarily make you southern.
I mean, hell, I was
just
riding horses
from
before
Houston,
I could walk.
Or because you're from
But right? I'm not saying they
Dallas.
Are, I'm saying they are by location.
Of course. But they're not, they're not rural. That's the whole aspect of being southern. If you've got public transportation.
That's more of a city.
That's a city. Public transportation in Live Oak, Florida is everybody's walking. You know, the public is transporting themselves across town, which is like two blocks.
Okay.
But at any rate, so I don't know how small of a town Dillon is.
Small town.
Yeah.
Small enough.
Small enough.
But large enough to have a high school. And
small enough for the people to gossip.
True.
Any town is small enough for people to gossip.
But the whole aspect, so basically, they go to the movies, and of course, you know, they go to the movies, and he brings his sister, and then he meets Noelle there, because they want to make out and be, like, secretive and whatever, and then some of these white people are all like, oh my God, look at the make out, blah, blah, blah.
Consider your location.
I know, I just don't know if you're
maybe if they're, like, in Chicago or New York is somewhere a little bit more urban, but
I mean educated.
They're in small town Texas.
I guess. But what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that, you know,
I'm not shocked.
No. I don't know.
Considering location, I'm not shocked. Not at all. Not one.
I just always find
racism exists on both sides of the fence.
I always find reverse racism kind of stupid. I mean, I find racism stupid.
I agree.
But I find reverse racism even stupid. Even more stupid.
Stupider.
More stupid.
That would make it stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was my thing. That was my only thing.
So they're still dating.
I guess.
Parents are trying to break them up, though.
No, yeah. They'll tell the parents they're dating. They've stopped dating. They'll still keep on dating each other. Then the parents will find out and everything will blow up. Right. Great. Hey, wait. Is that the rest of the season?
No. That show, see, that's the difference between that show and, like, a One Tree Hill. They have other storylines going, but it moves so smoothly, as opposed to One Tree Hill, which takes 9 hours to watch.
Because you got, like, 8 different storylines going.
Oh, my God.
All right, okay. Before you start ranting, don't want
stop
you to
stop the 12-year-old girls inside of you
okay,
from getting
that's,
out.
Let's get to the only real show that came on this week.
American Gladiators?
No. And what was with that black guy dancing like that? They showed it on The Soup. What happened on American Gladiators?
I didn't watch it. I was busy doing other
black
things.
Guy
that's
doing
your
American
job.
Dance.
You gotta watch American Gladiators.
I was working out.
Fine, we'll tell you.
I was at the gym.
You couldn't watch American
I know I have TVs
you have
there.
TVs right in front of your face.
Fine, we'll sum it up. Black guy does river dance, really big Helga Hilda, East German Swiss
bitch
chick. She's knocked in the water. That's your show. Hulk Hogan is still being Hulk Hogan.
It says brother a lot.
Even though it only got...
So I'm going to watch that show again. I missed it.
Hey, he needs money for legal fees. Leave him
he
alone.
Does.
his son's going to make him go
his
broke.
His wife's divorcing him, and his son is going to make him go broke.
Mm-hmm.
His ass is going to be back wrestling real soon.
His daughter. Wait, that didn't come out right.
Careful, he'll find you.
You can put that on the street. It's okay.
Right. Oh, come on. Like, he does it. All right, if you watched Hogan Knows Best... Any guy knows the way he looks at his daughter. He
unnatural.
Wants it. Yeah.
Yeah, but have you seen his daughter?
I have. It's
yeah,
not,
she kind of probably looks a lot like his wife used to.
Yeah.
And now he's remembering that, and he wants to bang her. I think Nick wants to bang her, too.
Yeah, but Nick's got other friends.
That family is a little too close.
And it's not like dad... It's not the dad protects the daughter type of vibe you get. It's that...
I want to hit it first.
I have seen you grow from a small seed to a
big plant. Now I want to fuck it.
Right.
That's not right.
That's not right at all. I know. That's my point.
But that's what he wants to do. It's going to happen.
Well, someone's got to do it first.
I just wish I had said it. I had a different like cadence in my voice. It just sounded funnier in my head. Then. I've seen you grow from a small seed to a big plant. Now, I want to fuck that plant. That would have been funnier.
He does. Look, it's not a matter of...
I tell my kids, but I tell them when I teach them, I go, you say a line differently, it either becomes funny or it becomes more funny.
Well, he wants to do it. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's another show for another time. We'll call Hustler and let them know.
It's called the Hogan wants his daughter.
The tag team match.
Hogan tag team. There you go.
Yikes. Poor Brooke. She probably wakes up middle of the night going, no, Daddy.
I don't know. Maybe she likes
it. Do it.
Oh! Maybe.
No, this is taking a bad turn.
Mom walks in the room, joins in.
No.
The fun.
All right. Okay. Before we leave, folks, that's
worst turn.
Let's talk about the show that we're going to be talking about.
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I only saw the Sunday episode.
Summer Glau is so hot.
Oh my God, Babelicious.
Okay. So hot.
Yeah, I did that.
Girls fighting, yeah. That's hot. Hot girls fighting.
Hotter.
Yeah.
The show okay. has...
Here's the thing. We got into an argument because I originally thought...
Well, let's let everyone know what it is. I mean, I doubt there's any dork out there that doesn't know what it is.
Well, not about the time travel.
Okay,
well, I originally thought this was like the time period was taken between Terminator 2 and Terminator 3. And that's really
not the
case.
Not
the,
they're
this
ignoring.
This is like an alternate...
Timeline.
No, they're ignoring the fact that Terminator 3 even happened.
This is the alternate universe, yeah. Basically.
They're ignoring that idea.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Which is fine with me.
Terminator 3 wasn't that great to begin with.
That movie
blew. Arnold Schwarzenegger was just
walking
trying to,
around with a gut.
I think it was just trying to conclude everything.
Come with me if you want to live.
No,
I think the Terminators actually just had a modification. They had to put it somewhere and... It was logical. Earl made notes.
What's that?
I made a note because I was going to forget the dates.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If you go by the Terminator 2 storyline,
right?
Skynet kills everybody. He goes online like in August of 97.
Okay.
And then kills everyone like the end of the month.
Right.
Wasn't it 2000 something?
No. Same,
it was 97 because they stopped it.
Well, this is the movie timeline. Now, if you go with this, the show, the TV show, their timeline, their base in Skynet is going to happen like in April of 2011.
Right.
And that just don't add up.
Right.
Unless, because they went back in time. This now I don't get.
Okay.
The robot went back in time.
To 99.
Summer Cloud.
To 99.
Right. But then they jump like 10 years into the future. Right?
Well, less than 10.
Well, they jumped to the future.
2007.
Yes.
Something just can't be...
Well, this is basic. These are the questions I have, because...
Skynet was not developed... You know, so they stopped the Skynet to begin with, but then they pushed back the time. Who knows?
Well, the work is going to continue. That's the thing. The work is going to continue.
It just because one man dies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's so hard, because I'm so used with the Terminator 2 timeline. The T-1000 model, well, the T-100 model is Arnold.
Right.
He goes back into time to stop the T-1000 model from killing John.
Right.
He kills himself, he kills his new model, and he supposedly kills the chip for Skynet. And that was supposed to be it.
Right.
But I guess with this TV show now, they're ignoring all of that.
Even in Terminator 3, there was a redundancy. You know, you got to have a redundancy. You're not just going to have one chip that's going to change the world. And there's only going to be one in one space. That's just stupid.
But if Skynet wasn't...
Eggs in basket. All of them? Okay.
But if Skynet wasn't made yet, and he was the prototype...
Skynet could have just been pushed back. I mean...
Here's the thing. You cannot look for plausibility
when you're dealing with
Terminator timeline.
Well, just any timeline to begin with can be shifted around.
No. Quantum Leap was good. Quantum Leap was good about it. Back to the Future was hazy. Time Cop... You can't occupy the same space with your double because it's a paradox. But Terminator in itself, I mean, from the very beginning, I wanted to get Pasola in here, but he's working today. Pasola knows a lot about the Terminator stuff and everything like that. And I had this whole conversation with him saying that Reese, is it Kyle Reese? Kevin Reese? Who is John Connor's dad?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go
something
with
that. Kyle Reese. Well, his last name is Reese, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Reese goes back in time. He's sent there by who?
John?
John Connor.
Yeah.
Wait, his
son.
His original dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's sent back in time to protect Sarah Connor, who is yet to have him. How is that fucking possible? John Connor is not alive because Reese never met her back then. They're asking you to suspend believability. And in that case, that's just the hugest fuck up ever. He cannot exist.
Well, I can go one step further. I one up you. If you're the Terminators, why don't you just go back so far in time where those two aren't even born?
And do what?
You kill off the family line then.
There you go. Like I said.
But I guess you won't have a story at that point.
I think they tried that killing off
story.
I think they tried that trying to kill Sarah Connor. It's
right. They tried to kill Sarah Connor before he was born.
Yeah.
And then in between Reese trying to save her, he knocked her up with John Connor.
Okay, I can.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not possible. That's not plausible. But once again, you're looking for plausibility from
a show
about robots.
It's like Futurama, where Fry's his own grandfather.
Yeah.
Now,
good times.
Unfortunately.
Well, no, he's his own uncle.
No, he's his grandfather. He's his grandfather. So he knocks up his grandmother?
No. Because the professor
Professor's
his great-nephew.
Right. But they went back in time in one episode, met up with Fry's grandfather and grandmother. Fry accidentally kills his grandfather, but Fry still exists.
Oh.
Knocks up his grandmother.
So he's his own grandfather.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the actual show.
The actual show.
Unlike the movies, where they're trying to destroy the Terminator, they decided with the TV plot, they're going to try to stop Skynet before it ever gets going.
Right.
And
well, didn't they try and do that in T3? But that's
the point.
Yeah.
They're ignoring that.
Yeah.
This is essentially what T3 probably should have been.
If it was, I would have been a lot more happy.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would have been.
I mean, Christina Loken's hot and all, but
yeah,
she's the bad robot.
Yeah. I agree.
The good robot's definitely a lot hotter.
Oh, my God. She's so hot.
Sorry.
So basically,
I wonder if she's like a pleasure model. We'll talk about that.
Well, because she said she wasn't like the other models.
Oh, she's like something. Damn.
Well, she was eating. Well, this model.
Good.
Well, this model can like mimic human actions.
Yeah.
Like eating. And
you're so.
I want my own
sex box.
I want my own sex box.
Her name is Sony.
That's my sex box.
I think she put out.
Oh, totally. If John.
Hey, if she's programmed to, why not?
Well, here's the thing. This is the one thing that she had made a comment because basically Summer Glau, if you don't know who she is, she's River from Firefly. She was also on Angel once too, which I found
and the
out.
Unit,
and the unit.
Either way,
sure,
she's
I'll give her my unit. I mean,
the John Connor is the kid. John Connor is the cheerleader's friend from Heroes, and Sarah Connor is Leonidas' wife from the 300.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd get it.
Oh yeah, she'd get it. I mean, you probably get it.
Yeah,
a knife.
She'd get it. Right, she'd knife that guy. But so it's a good cast. So basically, in the very first episode, they realize that they're not safe, and then as a whole, like shoot 'em up kind of thing. They go to a safe in a bank, and also somebody they've sent back
in time designed the safe. And built in a time machine.
To be built as a time machine.
Yeah. They open an account. Yeah, we got an account. Safe deposit box here. When did you open it? 1963.
Yeah.
Pan over to the sign on the building. Open
1963. So that was good. But, so they get out. And, of course, the other machine gets blown up and pieces of it gets into the thing or all of it. He somehow gets into the bubble when they go and gets, dispersed amongst the crowd.
He's not destroyed, but he's in pieces.
So here's the problem with that. I mean, it's a good thing that they moved it up because obviously they're going to spend a lot of money on 99 crap. But they moved it up to 2007. So here's the first... When she said we're in 2007...
She's naked.
My first... Well, that's not a problem. That's awesome. But my whole thing with it was like, okay, then that means in LA at that time are two Sarah Connors and two John Connors. Except.
See, that's where. Have you ever seen the movie One? Probably not.
With Jet Li?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole concept of not just you, but the other universes and other alternate places, and there's another you there. See, I was thinking they're going to go that way, and they're going to like eventually meet up.
Right. Well, I wouldn't doubt if there was a John Connor meeting, because he's still alive.
Right.
But Sarah Connor died apparently of cancer.
Okay.
So that is why
they jump so far ahead.
They jump so far ahead.
But they should technically run into the other John now.
Sooner or later. But
was that on the Monday show that they showed? Okay.
But now they've got they introduced the idea that there are resistance fighters back then. But all of the 2007 the computers work on plausibility. So the possibility that the John Connor that they were trying to kill, being in 2007, these are not programmed. They're basically programmed to
These Terminator robots are programmed to make sure that Skynet goes on as planned. They are not programmed to kill John Connor.
Oh, so they redid the programming on him.
If they are aware of his presence,
Aware that his presence,
I guess they got another program that kicks in and says,
okay, supersedes the Skynet program.
Right. Yeah, and it kills John Connor.
Yeah, because if you kill him, then
you're fine.
Yeah,
you're good. But so that's essentially, so he's essentially walking free and clear, except now that there's one robot, the one that was sent back to kill him in 99, is there also. So,
and he has his original instructions to go after and kill John Connor.
So I'm wondering, because I'm not sure, I haven't looked at the writers, who the writers are, but it, you know, obviously a show like this is eventually going to attract
your
weeded writers.
I'm kind of mad that I actually kind of read ahead.
Oh, spoilers?
Not much in that sense, but they're kind of say that this time travel, at least going forward, is temporary. And
oh,
they're
so
going
they go
to
back?
Eventually go back.
Oh, wow.
So really? I don't... Man. All this time jumping,
weird.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to confuse people.
I mean, if I just take the show on face value, it's a pretty good show. A lot of action, a lot of hot chicks fighting. You can't go wrong with that.
Well, the cool thing was the introduction of resistance fighters in their time, meaning that there are people that were sent back by John Connor to that time frame
to do certain things.
And they have weapons, they have money, they have all this stuff to be helpful to Sarah Connor.
So why didn't he just... Okay.
Right.
Never mind. Because I was going to say... And
that's the thing is, why doesn't he go back himself?
Well, in T2, he sends back Model 100, which was Arnold, just to protect his mother. So why does he do that again?
Pasola, I had made that comment. I had made a comment, you know, Pasola's like, I don't see why he doesn't just go back himself and be helpful.
But when he meet him...
He would meet himself.
Would he meet himself?
And what would that do?
I don't know.
Right, it's always the whole question of the
And
paradigm.
Then can he really leave the Resistance at that point in time, I mean?
Of course he can, because he can program something to bring him back a minute later.
So, okay, if I just ignore...
That's what Pasola
said. Time travel is...
Okay, so...
But that's true, you know.
If I ignore the science part and the theories of time travel...
Right.
It's a good show.
It is.
And I'm not going to... I don't want to, like, discourage people from not watching it, because it's actually a pretty decent show.
Right.
And if you like T2... This is more T2-ish.
Right. I think everyone liked T2 more than T3.
Yeah,
that's
T2, I'm in agreement. Like even Mike said, T2 to this day is probably one of the best action movies ever made.
I'm convinced it's one of the best.
Independence Day. I'm still a big Independence Day fan.
I still think it's the best sequel. It's one of the best sequels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, it's probably, well...
Well, next to Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Yeah, we're nerds.
You don't want to open this can of worms, dude.
Come on. Then we have to start breaking into Star Trek.
Well,
Star Trek sucks.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, you're getting hate mail now.
Fuck them.
Yeah, Steve's going to get
mad. That's
Star
only
Trek sucks.
Only action those guys are going to be seeing.
I tell the same thing to Steve. Steve, Star Trek sucks.
Dear C-word.
Dear C-word. Your recent statement about Star Trek, which is hysterical because most of these retainer wearing dorks can't say Star Trek. Or even Star Wars. It's
no,
made easier.
I like the show. And I'm not too sure how many shows are in the docket because of the writer's strike.
Is it on again tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
It'll be on tomorrow.
Speaking of which, I don't want to. I might as well talk about it.
Jericho comes back.
A couple shows are coming back now. Were these shows already in other pre-production? So they got X amount
so
of shows already done.
Yes.
And,
but what happens mid-season when they're, you know, when the writers started striking and
Well, here's the thing. A lot.
How's that going? Has anyone heard any news on how the writers'
strike's
going?
Well, the four major studios have canceled
their
writers' contracts. I guess they have a act of God clause. And
what?
Yeah.
They have if the writers aren't working for X amount of weeks. The studios can cancel the contracts, and a lot of the studios now think that that this TV season can't be saved.
Right.
So instead of putting money into new shows, which will be debuting like right now,
put them in a reality.
They're saying no. They're saying, you know what? We'll ride it out, and I guess they're going to call their bluff, which I don't still understand why at this point.
The biggest thing, they're supposed to come back to talks
this week.
What really got them, and this is the thing that, you know, the Writers Guild did, which pissed them off to begin with, was they wanted to unionize cartoon writers and reality show writers. Yes, there are reality show writers. They're
but
bad. But
it's a show.
Say, it's a reality show. There shouldn't be writers.
But it's a show.
But it's a show. So if they were able to do that, then that would basically, reality TV has been and always will be the out for. They're cheap to produce.
They might not be writing them per se, but they're pushing them in a certain direction.
Yeah. Someone's got to come up with those games that they play in. Or if you ever watch the show Next, oh, it's horrible.
Or this feud does this. I mean,
like last night, I was flipping through channels and I was like watching the beginning. She's like, "I'm Kaylee and I'm 20 years old and I love to go fast." And that continues with the vroom vroom and the boom boom.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like,
wow.
"Click click." But she didn't say that. It was put out for her to say.
Yeah, so, I bet she put it out. Wait,
she did put it out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But give me a fucking break. But at any rate,
here's the thing.
That's what pissed them off.
I think the studios, well, seeing how the Golden Globes just tanked.
What?
Oh, come on. Golden Globes is what, half hour?
Yeah.
So Golden Globes Awards were a half hour show.
And they lost.
How long has that show been in the past? 2-3 hours?
But the Golden Globes is not just a platform for giving out awards.
It's the advertising money that comes.
It's the advertising money that comes, but it's also these people, it's like coming to the stage, the future star of Transformers, Shia LaBeouf, you know. And he comes out and he's, you know, and everything, and then everybody, that's advertisement. Transformers pays money to the Golden Globes
right.
to have Shia LaBeouf present there.
Of course. And then they see him and say, "Hey, maybe I don't need to go see that movie."
Movie gets mentioned.
Studios get the money, but right. not the writers, of course.
Of course.
Of course. I think seeing how the Golden Globes tanked, I don't think they want to actually do this thing with the Academy Awards. Because that's coming up in February, right?
Yeah.
That tanks. I mean, you got nothing.
The Grammys, the recording artists are sending around a petition trying to get the writers to agree to.
They've already said they're not going to write for them.
Right. But they're sending around a petition trying to hopefully sway their decision.
I forget.
The best produced show this year is going to be the Independent Spirit Awards. Because they'll write for the Independent Spirit Awards.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to write for the NAACP. Yeah. They're writing for them.
The Writers Guild, their awards is going to be a small affair. You know, but it'll be the funniest damn thing ever. You know, because they're certainly going to write for themselves.
Definitely something to watch.
They'll grant themselves a, you know. But it's just a matter of, I don't know. I don't know how much longer it could go.
Studios, I'm sorry. You guys lost.
Pony up.
Yeah.
They would have broke already.
In 1988, there was a large amount of writers who got... They got scared and they defected and they basically went back to work, which essentially screwed them for the next 20 years.
You gotta hold strong.
That's the whole thing of a union. That's the thing of America is, you know.
If they was going to fold, they would have done it already.
Right, and they're not going to fold.
Because it was kind of funny how they took, the holidays, if it would have broke them over the holidays.
Yeah.
They haven't folded.
Nope. If you went a whole Christmas without working and money and everything like that, it would be stupid to go January and February and be like, "We can't do it anymore."
Absolutely.
You know?
You got to hold out.
You got to hold out. And they deserve to hold out. You know, that's why I love these people who are like, whatever. They should just get back to work and be happy with the money they get.
Wow. No. Yeah.
No.
No, they deserve what's coming to them. And, you know?
I forget what girl I was talking to. Some girl was running her mouth. And I'm like, clearly I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. It's just the whole aspect of there is no show. You know, I'm not saying any one part is more. The directors took a deal.
Huh.
When?
Last week. Directors, they went up. You know, they weren't on strike. It was their turn for negotiations.
But just the directors, not the actors.
No, not the actors.
The actors are coming up right
the
after
are
the
up.
Writers.
Right.
So
what happened with the directors then?
Directors went in, they said, "Okay, that's fair."
That was it.
Yep. Which I don't understand why. They kind of 86 themselves out of.
Well, then again, these directors, the really good ones, are getting a lot of money up front.
Right.
To
even if their show tanks or whatever, they still get paid for.
That money's guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already the bank for them. So
and they work on a sporadic basis too.
Yeah, I mean, how many independent
directors, especially for television shows, it's never the same director. You know, I mean, there's a lot of shows that are directed by one director to an extent, but then they have like The Office is hardly ever directed by the same guy. Mm-hmm. They have like J.J. Abrams come in, or they have Joss Whedon come in, or you know.
You want to get your room for you two?
Who?
You and Josh.
Damn right, Joss is awesome.
Good lord.
Joss Whedon,
yeah.
Aaron Sorkin, J.J. Abrams, who? Kevin Smith.
Okay, I know that guy. He's pretty good. Kevin Smith. Whatever.
You don't know who Aaron Sorkin is?
Yeah, don't care.
Whatever. J.J. Abrams?
Lost,
Alias.
Oh, wait.
Felicity.
Wait, the shows that...
shows that I can't watch.
Right, exactly.
Alias was cool as hell.
Yeah, it was, but I never could
it
get
it.
It
was at the end. It got stupid at the end.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I still have never seen the last one of that.
Really? That's too bad.
Yeah.
Neither have I. It's okay.
Okay.
So we got 5 minutes. Four minutes.
American Idol. 7 years now. I know too much of the behind the scenes stuff to know they're not letting real singers on. How can people watch that show knowing that?
They don't know that.
Because it's funny?
They don't know that.
I can't do it.
They don't know anything.
I know what the show's about.
I'm seriously tired of it.
Country's a joke.
It's like you get like X
when,
amount
when
of auditions.
You have more people voting for who's going to be the next biggest singer than your president.
Exactly. They don't look at the fine print. They don't see. It's like I said last week. 70% of the country wants the war to end, but the two highest.
I got an email.
What?
About politic talk.
They don't like it.
They said shut up. That's what it pretty much said.
Yeah. Whatever. We're talking about who'd win in a fight, Cylons or Klingons, they'd be all about the shit. But we talk about what... You know what? I'll stop talking about politics
if they
when
go
I
vote.
Know for a fact that the dork community is going out and vote.
Not happening.
Not writing in Captain Kirk.
Do you want me to tell you...
Yeah, because he can't obviously... You know.
What?
The last argument that we heard at work, the dorks. Who won't win in a fight? It was Dracula versus Superman.
Oh, God, Superman, obviously.
Yeah.
And so Steve's like, Batman.
Batman wouldn't beat Superman.
No, Batman would. Why? Because Batman has a kryptonite.
Oh, God. See,
and he
oh,
knows.
That's true.
So now we become those guys.
If Dracula has super... Does Dracula have kryptonite?
I don't know.
If he has kryptonite, then yes. If he doesn't, then no.
But Batman would beat Superman hands down.
Either way.
Who cares?
You should go out and vote.
All right.
That's
going
to
be the C-word
we get
model.
To live in a country where we get to have stupid fucking arguments.
Okay,
like,
here's the thing.
Who would win, the cavemen or the astronauts?
Well, before we go, we're going to see Cloverfield tonight.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a badass
show. I've seen the bootleg of Cloverfield, and yes, Patrick's made fun of me that I saw a handheld about a movie that it's about.
Done on a handheld.
Handheld. So, yes.
If I get nauseous during this movie, I'm going to be so upset.
For those who have not seen it.
I don't want to spill my nachos.
For those who have not seen it, if you're going there thinking it's a big monster movie, don't do that. You're going to be really disappointed.
I never had any preconceptions about it.
Well, I had some people.
I thought it was an alien invasion.
Well, some people were talking. Well, all right. Remember, it was attracted to the Transformers.
Right.
So a lot of people
thought. It was attached to Transformers, yeah.
So a lot of people thought it was like Voltron or some.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I want to see a Voltron movie.
I would so pay to see that.
I'd watch Voltron. I want to see live action Thundercats.
You just want to see Tigra. Shara. Yeah. Tigra.
With Michael Clark Duncan as Panther.
That's just mean.
And Ron Jeremy as Snarf.
I don't know.
Yeah. He does look like Snarf. You ever see the hair? And how it sticks out on the side and then up on the top?
That'd be great.
Well, he doesn't have a big tail.
So why can't we do that? we should be making these ideas then.
He's got a reverse big tail.
Wow, that's...
Jude Law as
I don't know.
That'll be awesome.
We'll find something for him
to
do.
Could be Lion-O.
Quickly.
You only got like 10 seconds.
No, he's got
40
seconds. We got 40 seconds to come. Thundercats, ready to go.
Wow, okay.
We're almost done. Come on.
Chitara, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We already got Panthro.
The
two.
What was the other chick? The kids. What are the kids' names? The two little kids.
Ashley and...
I don't know.
Ashley Kate. Wonder
okay, you get the one chick who was on... The
Olsen twins, and one of them's bad.
Yeah.
That could work.
There you go.
All right, now we need Lionel.
Oh, that's his name, Lionel. Jude Law is Lionel.
Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, there you go.
Hayden Christensen as Tiger. And
Mumra is...
Sean Connery.
That's Mumra?
I'll get you, Lionel.
I can't see Sean Connery being Mumra.
Okay, then. Olivia Dukakis.
No, we gotta have someone like really old. Someone really old who doesn't die.
Peter O'Toole.
I think Giamatti could pull it off.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
No, Paul Giamatti would be the little green guy with the spike on his head. Like he's wearing the Nazi helmet. That's who Paul Giamatti would be.
That'd be an awesome movie.
That would be. Right there. We just cast it.
You know what? It'd be sick and sad if, like, you know, next year.
No, Sean Connery would be the Thundercats got the ghost.
Oh,
yeah, that guy.
Need to go, Lionel.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Good catch.
Yeah. I had to catch that.
We got to do that, man. All right. We got to start casting like these live action.
And this is what we'll do. From now on, what we'll do a live action casting call at the end of shows. We got to remember.
That'd be pretty cool.
Because next week, what's next week's?
Speed Racer.
Well, that's already being made.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Next week, Voltron.
How you going? What?
Yeah, we'll do it.
How you going to do Voltron?
Oh, wait.
Everybody got all the characters. Oh, you just get the Power Rangers.
Everything's a damn cat. Yeah,
it's like Power Rangers nowadays. It's
what's a G.I. Joe live action film?
Oh, we got enough Army movies out there, don't we? Can we recast He-Man? Because that last one sucked.
Okay, we'll recast He-Man.
We'll recast He-Man.
Yeah.
So next week.
Angelina Jolie is Evil Red. Ready, go.
Well, He-Man.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Later.